This is VOA News. The Trump administration today is announcing new sanctions on Venezuela, as well as Cuba and Nicaragua. It is the latest move against socialist governments in the Western Hemisphere, though a spotlight today is on Venezuela and its embattled president, Nicolas Maduro. VOA White House correspondent Steve Herman has a report.
A senior administration official is emphasizing all options remain on the table concerning Venezuela, contending the South American country is increasingly close to a flex point. As part of the effort to dislodge Maduro, U.S. officials are also tightening pressure on Cuba for its influence over Caracas. The administration will declare on Wednesday that it will allow for the first time lawsuits to be filed in the United States against all foreign companies in Cuba using properties confiscated from American citizens in the 1960s. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
In Venezuela, people are celebrating the arrival of humanitarian aid from the Red Cross and the Red Crescent Society. The delivery of such aid has been a focal point in Venezuela's political power struggle. Until now, embattled President Rafael Maduro has refused to allow any flow of aid, insisting his people didn't need it, something the millions who have fled the country would strongly deny. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has revealed plans to open two big tents for housing migrants at a pair of Texas border locations. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
U.S. Customs and Border Protections advertised the need to set up two massive tents that can hold about 500 people each and could be ready in just weeks. One is planned for El Paso and the other in the border town of Donna. Potential contractors were told detainees would sleep on mats, there would be showers, and a fenced-off recreation yard outside. Inside, the tents could be divided by gender and for families or children alone. Customs and Border Protection says it's committed to safeguarding detainees in a humane and dignified manner. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
French President Emmanuel Macron is conferring with his cabinet on the restoration of Notre Dame Cathedral. In a nationwide address Tuesday night, Macron said his plan was to rebuild the historic landmark, in his words, even more beautifully within 5 years. Wealthy French families and businesses have so far pledged close to $1 billion for the project. But many restoration experts are cautioning such work could take decades to complete. All cathedrals in France ring their bells tonight, exactly 48 hours after the devastating fire began. President Trump's daughter and advisor Ivanka continues her African tour designed to promote the empowerment of women in national economies. Her latest stop was a cocoa farm in the Ivory Coast. Gene Randall, VOA News.